بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم اما بعد gifts for interceding سيدنا ابو امامه رضي الله تعالى عنه narrates that Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم said whoever intercedes on behalf of another and receives something in return for his intercession has entered through one of the major doors of interest. Note, to intercede on behalf of someone is a noble task which should be carried out with compassion. To take something in return is disliked and considered unlawful. Difference between gifts and bribery. There is a thin line between bribery and gifts which must not be understood. Both are given happily and both are given with some motive in mind. Hence it is necessary to ask the following questions. Is the person giving it with some motive in mind? Is it a worldly motive or does it pertain to the hereafter? If it is a worldly motive, it is being given for the sake of acquiring wealth from that person or some other benefit, or it is given for the sake of expressing love and friendship. If it is given for the sake of expressing love, it is the real objective, or is this also a means to the end? Some masail pertaining to gifts. It is sunnah to accept gifts if given purely for the sake of expressing love or attachment. It is haram to accept gifts that are given because of one's position. If a mufti or alim is given a gift so that he would be lenient in passing a ruling, it would be haram for him to accept the gift. If an alim is given a gift to free him from worldly commitments, it will be permissible to give him such a gift and to accept, and this action is meritorious. A qadi, that is a judge, or any person holding some official post can accept gifts from his family relatives. It is not permissible to receive a gift from one's debtor. The giver and receiver of bribes will both enter the fire of Jahannam. May Allah Ta'ala give us the understanding. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.